Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This podcast is brought to you by Movement Everscroll Glasses.
That's right, they're back. We're very excited.
Back.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, James, and largely silent audience who are applauding behind a screen.
It's because they're masking up, and that's impinging on their free speech. So that's why they're not cheering.
I see,
wildly.
Right. Yeah. I can understand. Yep, that makes sense. Yeah.
I wear a mask. I'm being sarcastic, obviously. You never know.
Yep.
How are things?
Good. Yeah. Good. I woke up for work at 1 a.m. this morning.
That doesn't even sound right.
It doesn't sound correct.
You sound like you made a horrible mistake.
Oh yeah.
Like you set your clock back for daylight savings, which it isn't.
Yeah.
But you did it like too many hours.
As someone whose ideal alarm setting time is like 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Like I'll set it to like 1 p.m. just in case.
Yes.
I sleep past noon.
Yeah.
You know, most days I'm like, this is a real shock to the system. So if I just pass out during this,
what time do you go to bed normally? You like a early morning?
I'll go to bed at like maybe 1.
Yeah. That's my idea.
So in this instance, I got up at 1.
Horrible. So, what a horrible time.
Yeah.
So you literally haven't slept.
No, I have a little. I've had a little sleep.
Still not the same.
Because I finished it like mid. It's like I finish work at like midday.
Yeah.
So it's weird to get up and see the sun come up like while you're at work and have like your lunch break at like 7 a.m.
Yeah,
and then you finish up and it's like, oh, there's a whole day left.
Yeah.
But I went home and I went to sleep.
Of course. Yeah. That's why wouldn't
but
you?
But anyway, if I just. If you're like, hey, what about this incredible revelation in the world of comic book movie news? And I'm just like, that's why. I've passed out.
And they can pin it on me. I should be livening you up.
That's why I'm clapping you in, mate. Oh, that was good.
Making it happen.
It didn't work. Try something else. Yeah.
What if I just stopped doing it?
Do you have a bucket of ice water? That might do it.
We're doing the ALS challenge?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I didn't know it was 2015. That's great. You probably think it is with the bloody hours you're getting up, mate.
May as well.
And also, what day is it? Literally ever.
Yeah.
Anyways, Comic-Con. We're talking Comic-Con this week.
It started already.
We've got, and like I'm just going to scatter in the news from throughout the week because
it looked
more like Comic Bomb, am I right, Mason, maybe? It was okay.
I guess it was. I mean, there wasn't any huge, nah. There wasn't anything.
They did a pretty good job. There was some interesting panels. Yeah.
There wasn't any, I mean, unless there are some revelations while we do this podcast, but there wasn't any kind of. You know, and again, because
that's true. There could be still things that will miss.
Yeah, but you know, it's because you know Marvel have split off and Disney have split off and et cetera, and we don't. It's not like we're going to be like there's a full trailer for you know the Falcon and the Winter Soldier or anything.
The trailer
like that.
For X New Mutants.
There is. That's true.
That's what we can talk about. So yeah, we are going to talk about New Mutants. We're going to talk about the black suit Superman footage that was revealed. The Boys season 2 got some huge date changes for a number of things. Bill and Ted's as well.
Love date changes. It's my favorite thing. You thought this was going to come out on August 15th, and I'm like, I did? Yep, and you're like, but actually it's going to come out November 12th, and I'm like, wow, every time, James, every time. Just to be clear, didn't know, won't remember.
Well, there's been some pretty big shifts this time around, so I think
you're
going to be
locked in.
That's right, thank you. So I think a good thing to start talking about would be a number of things, but this specifically,
James.
So the DC streaming service, which people have speculated, including us probably at some point, looks to be folding into one of the several HBO streaming services, probably Max. Now you can't get a yearly subscription, which was $75. They're only doing monthly offerings of $7.99.
That's a good sign. They're gonna fold it up. Yeah.
I think also if you get it, you get HBO Max automatically or one of them.
I see.
I think that was the problem from the get go, that it was too niche. Like we never got it here anyway.
No, that's true.
But I really like the idea of it, especially if you get the huge DC comic catalog. But I don't think there ever was every movie, every comic, every TV show, which was kind of confusing to me what they were doing. So I think it makes sense to fold it into something else.
It was just the Super Friends cartoon. That's all you got. They gave you the Super Friends cartoon and then like the comic book version of the Super Friends cartoon. That's all you got.
When they cancelled the Super Friends?
Yeah. And they mailed you like an old action figure.
I don't want that.
No, you got a Brainiac, but it was missing an arm.
I don't want that.
No, you got it though.
Is it the cool new Brainiac? It's got like a big tentacle ship?
No, it's old robot Brainiac.
Not like the green alien with the big head?
No.
Just like a skinny little body and a green head?
No.
Great, terrific. So yeah, this is the thing that we never came here anyway, and we probably won't be getting HBO Max either because Foxtel buy up everything. Mm. Terrific. But yeah, I think this was inevitable at this point. Apparently Peacock didn't have a massive launch either, which wasn't great. HBO Max is doing like okay. Their launches weren't huge in general. I wonder if the market is already becoming too saturated for this, if you're not a Netflix or an Amazon.
Or a Quibi. I'm pinning all my hopes on Quibi.
Don't Mason.
No, I'm going to.
You've gone mad.
Yeah.
From staying up forever.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's where we're at with that. Are you excited?
Very excited, yes.
Woo!
For this thing that's folding.
That's right. Oh, yeah, for Comic-Con. We do woos.
We love to woo. Well, yeah. This is going to be like a woo. It's woo. A tentative woo.
Tentative woo.
Because it does. It's not a new. I don't want to hear about stuff folding. I want to hear about stuff that's fresh and hot.
Oh, then I got something for you, Mason.
Is it fresh and hot?
It's fresh hot. Okay. Rick and Morty season 5. We got our first look.
It's like an animatic.
Yeah, that's right.
Presumably, this isn't the final. This isn't the final look, unless they're going some sort of experimental.
I could watch a whole season.
Yeah, I could probably watch it like this.
For me, that like the appeal of Rick and Morty. I mean, the animation is amazing. Don't get me wrong, but what am I talking about? No, I don't want to watch a season of this. I want to watch a finished animation.
Oh, a better version. This, yeah.
Do you remember they did this for the Pickle Rick episode years ago?
Nope, don't
they released
that.
The bit where he's fighting the rats.
Oh, I see.
They did a similar thing. It looks fun though.
Mm.
So they've talked about where they're at, and they're currently animating this new season. Uh-huh. They ordered 70 episodes, so presumably that's 7 seasons, which will take us into the end of time for us, for the humanity.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
And then they're writing season 6.
It'll be a race against time for us to watch the final episodes of Rick and Morty as like the batteries die on a tablet in the world.
Yeah, exactly. Oh God. So
you'll see the chef. Going like, ah, ba da ba da, you know, and then the tablet dies and you're like, ah. And you have to go out and fight some mutants
in real life.
Yeah, it'll be
that's
cool.
That's cool too, isn't it?
It'll be really cool.
Mm. So it looks like they've ramped up Rick and Morty more.
And somebody be like, did you get all that? What's it? What is it? Is it Letterman at the end? Is it a little clip?
Maybe. Is that Letterman?
Sounds like Letterman.
I have
maybe
no idea who it is.
Did you get all that?
Somebody message in and be like.
Let us know. If it's you or David Letterman.
Yeah, tell Mason.
If it's not either of those, I don't want to know. If it's you recorded that voice. Or David Letterman, let us know.
But you have to be David Letterman?
No.
Like you don't have to be David Letterman.
He's not going to email.
You don't want to hear if it's not David Letterman, do you?
No.
Very good. So, yeah, it seems like they've sped things along. The last season took quite a long time to get going.
Mm.
It seemed like there was some kind of dispute to kind of lock in everything.
Oh.
And they came to this 70-episode situation, and this is where we're at.
Do you feel like this show could sustain 70 more episodes?
We'll find out, won't we?
We sure will.
I don't think it's definitely been matched by other animation since, in terms of like animation is good at the moment.
Oh yes,
I feel.
Like would if you look say at like, it's a golden age of animation?
Definitely. Like if you look at, we've recently talked about Harley Quinn, obviously, and there's a bunch of other stuff that's been going. I'm working my way through Avatar. You know that show from like 15 years ago?
Oh yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
It's so good. I really love it, and I'm sad that I'm going to be finishing it soon. But then I can watch Legend of Korra. But then it's finished, and then I've only got that stupid movie, live action movie.
Oh sure.
Which is the reason why I started this, because I wanted to know how good the show was in comparison to the movie. I don't know why I've done this to myself.
Well, I don't know why you've done that at all. You could just watch. I mean, you could have watched the movie first, and then it's an uphill climb.
No, because then it spoils all the major story beats without doing it in a good way.
I don't know if it does. As far
have
as
you
I
seen
know,
it?
No, but as far as I know, it doesn't cover most of the things.
I think
in
it
the
does
animation.
The first season or like a very compressed version. Okay. Again, I haven't seen it. Mm. I don't know. I want to see how they do the flying bison. Anyway, I'm well on board for the show that everybody else has watched in the world.
Congratulations!
For you.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. Yeah.
So. Yeah, so I think Rick and Morty is like being consistently good, but the sheen is definitely worn off in terms of like, oh, this is so fresh and new and original. That's what
I mean. Well, enough for me that the sheen has worn off, but I wonder if, you know, it's sort of become I mean, it's always been quite self-referential, but I feel like it's really, you know, folding in on itself with the self-referential stuff. Like, are they going to take? Do they have a new tack to send it towards? Is it going to get less self-referential? Is it going to get more self-referential?
Oh my God, I can't even imagine, Mason.
Is there going to be an episode where Rick ends up in the real world and he goes to an erotic cake store?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about specifically. Like, you cannot remain good and hot and topical. Mm. Like, I guess people.
I mean, we've remained good and hot and topical.
No, Mason. No.
Oh no.
No.
Oh no.
No.
Well, James, come on. No. Come, James. James.
So. Oh. Yeah, I think things change. Mm. You know what I mean? I mean, I'd say South Park is probably a good example that keeps reinventing itself. And
is that a good example?
I mean, it's still relevant.
Is it? When was the last time you watched an episode of South Park?
I haven't watched this episode in 15 years. Since Avatar came out, probably.
Oh.
The Last Airbender. But no, but people still talk about it. But it's never, I guess it's never hit the peak of like around the movie though, has it, in terms of popularity? Mm. But people love those, the poo that sings or whatever, you know what I mean? Do they love that anymore? Whatever they're up to.
We don't know. We just don't know.
Mason, you insisted that you put this in the show. It was a trailer before and you stormed in. You kicked down a glass door.
I don't think any of this is true. None of this
said,
is true.
We need to talk about Arch Enemy, the Joe Manganiello movie.
Oh, I didn't mention that.
Movie.
I didn't say we have to talk about
it. No, you said we had to mention it.
All right.
And so I watched it. It's a minute trailer.
What'd you think?
I thought it looked okay.
It looks okay, doesn't it? What is this? What is it?
Is this
though?
Drive? Like, what is it? So anyway, I got the synopsis, but I thought I'd save it for you.
Okay, go for it.
Even though you brought this bit of news, I'm doing the research. I don't understand it, quite frankly.
Oh, that was the plan.
You've brought in work for me.
Yeah.
And I got to fix that door.
Well, you're always telling me you don't have enough on your plate, you know?
So the film tells the story of Max Fist.
Nice.
Played by Joe Manganiello, who claims to be a hero from another dimension who fell through time and space to Earth where he has no powers.
Hmm. Interesting, right?
I didn't get a sense from that at all from the trailer. Did you?
No. But it looked way more like sort of like just a crime thriller.
Crime thriller.
And is it crowdfunded? It might be.
I don't know.
Well.
Let's find out.
Sounds like somebody has some homework to do. Should we get Claire in? Should we do some research?
Claire. I think Claire's in bed, actually.
All right. Well, get her out.
That's true.
Get her to put her movement Everscroll glasses on.
Well, a lot of podcasts have like a person that they throw to. They're like, you just have a, what do we got here?
Oh, yeah, it's like Engineer Joe or Producer Jim. What are you doing?
Should we get one of them?
No, absolutely
Third person.
Not.
Third person we have to call every week.
No, I don't like it.
And then because we always change the times and we're late and whatever and it's like weird hours. Let's make somebody do that. Work by our weird schedule. Somebody would do it probably. But also the kind of person that would do that,
we don't want them here. No.
I think that's part of the reason why we have never filmed it because I'm like, I'll probably need a third person for this. Mm. You know what I mean?
We need, that's the thing. I don't think we need a producer guy. Mm. I think we need like a tech guy.
Yes.
Like he's in a remote location. We call him up in emergencies.
Yeah.
And he does some hacking.
Yeah.
And then he tells us. Whether he hacks the Pentagon mainframe,
sure.
And as a result, he can tell us whether this is a crowdfunded movie or not.
Yes. Okay.
Exactly. He's on watch lists. It's just
not our problem.
Not our problem
We're
at all.
A different location.
Yeah.
So there you go. Do you want some Marvel news?
I was going to say it looks interesting, though.
Yeah, it does. It does look interesting. Yeah,
it feels Did you ever see Super? Oh, you saw Super.
Yeah, the Brian Wilson
did
one.
You ever see Defendor?
It's Defendor.
Defendor was Woody Harrelson.
Okay.
It was a movie about sort of a mentally challenged man who thought he was a superhero.
Okay.
And it was kind of like it was like a family drama and had a bit of crime elements to it and kind of it was a really interesting movie. But it seems more like that.
Yeah.
Except I think in this he probably is a superhero.
All right, there you go.
His name's Max Fist.
Fit mate, but he could have. Yeah, I'm just looking to see if it is crowdfunded. Production of photography. It doesn't seem to have got the distribution rights picked up.
And I like Joe Manganiello.
I like him a lot.
He's got
a great beard. It should be in everything. He's also really funny. When we talked about our Spider-Man for the Caravan of Garbage, did the Spider-Man movies.
Oh yeah.
I put a clip in from that Pete Holmes interview where he talks about how one of the people on set tried to give him like $100 to punch Tobey Maguire in the
face. Right.
Like accidentally.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Yeah. You should have done it. No, that would be rude.
Mm.
Yeah. And he's in Spider-Man 3. He's at the funeral of Harry Osborn.
Is he? Yeah.
He is, there you go.
Just threading a nerd over the over the open grave, just holding my shirt collar. You want to go in there, nerd? You want to?
So the Illuminati, the website.
Oh.
This might be a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently early days over at Marvel, but Kevin Feige is producing a Marvel's Illuminati into a film.
Oh, interesting.
Well, they don't know if they say it could be a film or TV series or
so this
something.
Is... and it's been a long time since I've read anything Illuminati-based.
And it's changed over the years.
Yeah, so but when I read it, it was like a number of the sort of big hitters in the Marvel hero community.
I've got some lists
all
here.
They all sort of get together,
yeah.
a little round table, and they chat about...
Shooting the Hulk into space.
Yeah, there's a lot of like Fate of the Universe and Fate of the Earth kind of thing. So sometimes there's Mr. Fantastic's involved. Doctor Strange is in there sometimes.
Yep.
Black Panther.
Panther. Black Bolt.
Oh, yeah.
Been in. I think Beast is sometimes in it, or Professor X. I know Professor X has been in it. Sometimes they each get an Infinity Stone.
Yeah, right.
Whatever reason.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so they're sort of from different groups in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah,
they're
right,
not like the core Avengers. It's like different areas or teams or
exactly.
something like
so
that.
They're all like, I was going to say they all have to like sneak away from their wives to do it. But it's just Mr.
Wives.
Fantastic, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he could be in the other room. He could stretch out.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She thinks he's sitting on the couch next to him.
They could be out bowling or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, honey, I'm so good at this, I could bowl with my head over in that pub across the street. And he swoops over there and he's like, I vote for shooting the Hulk into space. Black Bolt never gets a vote because he can't talk.
No, because he'd kill everybody.
And they're all like, everybody in favor say aye, all against say nay. Bit silent over there, Black Bolt.
Why are you even here, Black Bolt?
Oh, you dumbass.
If the Black Bolt screamed at Mr. Fantastic, would he destroy him or would he just blow up like a big balloon or a sail on a boat?
Good question. I reckon the dead one.
I don't know if he would. Can you break Mr. Fantastic? You can, can't you?
I would say so.
Yeah. I don't know what the point of breakshin is. Because you could break the Miles Teller one. He looks like he could stretch like 3 feet.
Yeah, exactly.
In any direction,
yeah.
Then he'd snap. Like a horrible rubber band filled with blood.
There's a deleted scene where he stretches his arm to get something out of the fridge and it just snaps. His arm just snaps off.
In one of the movies, does he get frozen? He does get frozen, doesn't he? In one of the Fantastic Four movies.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I've
got a vague memory of that. It might be a different movie.
Might be a cartoon.
Could be a cartoon.
Might be The Incredibles you're thinking of.
It could be The Incredibles, yeah.
Might be like one of those videos you see on Facebook where it's like, we put liquid nitrogen on this rubber band. We see what happens when we wrap it around a guy's neck.
In slow motion.
Exactly, yeah.
Have you seen that video?
No.
What's it like?
I don't know because I haven't seen it.
You never do your research, Mason. That's your problem.
Yeah, can you check it out and let me know?
Get what our guy in the sky.
Yeah.
Todd on the Run, we'll call him. Okay.
Because of the government. The government's after
him. The government's going to get him.
Because we made him do all the illegal stuff for no reason. We're like, reroute it through the Pentagon service.
So the New Mutants has a release date still of August 28th.
There was I don't know if you saw it. I couldn't tell you what the link was, but some joke news website said recently.
More like Old Mutants? Did they make that joke?
No, that's our fresh.
Oh, good.
Our fresh classic joke. It was Quibi commits to releasing 1 minute of New Mutants every year for the next 90 years. And we all had a big old laugh.
Yeah.
And then now they've released the first 2 minutes.
Yes.
Which makes this the way this movie's going.
It looks pretty good.
It looks good. And the trailer as well looks good. I'm way more interested in this than I was in Dark Phoenix.
Oh, totally. Because it looks different than every other X-Men movie.
They're fighting a bear.
They're fighting a bear. And that's cool. Because, so there's a clip released in a new trailer.
Fighting a bear and a life's in grave danger and you don't even care. Hand me that shotgun
and also that chair. It's a real song.
It's
So, yes.
The trailer does reveal a lot, though.
No. But it's only...
No
90,
or yes?
No, it doesn't. It's only 98 minutes long or something like that.
Are you saying it does or it does not reveal too
much? No, it doesn't.
You think so?
I didn't... No, it doesn't reveal a lot. Doesn't reveal that much.
I think it does reveal
a lot.
What does
it? I can't... Because I didn't look too hard at it because I'm like, I wanted to go into this.
It's because the trailer sort of reveals... The monsters in it?
I guess so. Yeah, you're probably right.
We see, like, if you were like, oh, if you want to go into this movie and go, what are the mysterious... If you want to be like, I don't want to know what the mysterious forces are that are behind whatever's happening here.
Yes.
Don't watch the new couple of trailers because it just straight up...
That's probably right, actually. Yeah. But Big Bear, though.
There is a Big Bear. There's
it's
a big
like good special
smoky
effects.
Bear, yeah.
Smoky Bear.
It's just Smoky the Bear's secondary mutation.
Oh, really?
He's become a bear of actual smoke.
I don't like that. I don't like
it. Which is ironic for him because he wanted to stop forest fires.
Did he?
Yeah.
What a fool. You become the thing that you...
The thing that you hate, exactly.
Something, something.
Yeah,
long enough, become the Smoky Bear.
That's right, exactly right.
So I think, I don't know whether they're going to keep this release date, but my understanding is, and we've talked about it before, that they Disney are under contract, which was part of the $70 billion deal with Fox when they bought this property among all the others, to release this in cinemas no matter what.
Yes.
And then they also don't have streaming rights. That has to go to HBO, I think.
Oh.
So that being said, they could very well buy all that out and put it straight on Disney Plus.
There might be some sort of act of God clause in the contract where it's like, if there's a pandemic, and then you'd be like, wait a second, Disney, how did you know about this in
advance? That's right. Exactly. So what could be happening here, though, is because they're obligated.
We should get Todd on the run on this. We're going to hack into the Disney servers. Probably more dangerous than hacking into the government servers.
But still go through the Pentagon.
Yeah, go through the Pentagon to Disney. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So I think they've got to fulfill this obligation. It looks like at this point, and this could change, to release this in a month. And then they're like, we've done it. It's in cinemas.
Yeah, right.
Now it's on streaming. We're done. Like, we're done. And that would be the cheapest way of doing it, maybe. Again, I don't know, as opposed to buying out all the those other companies that it has to go through first.
Which they could probably still do, everyone.
But in a year when they're not making money, it seems at this point, because, you know, parks are mostly shut down, you know, the money comes through Disney Plus, really. That's where they're making their money.
Yes.
And merchant. I know they're bigger than, no movies is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And parks.
Minnie Mouse body pillows.
Exactly. So.
Lady Marion the Fox. Body pillows. Is that
you laugh, Mason?
Yes, at you, because you're a perv.
Actually, we watched that the other night.
What's that?
That Robin Hood movie.
Oh yeah,
it's got a charm to it. It's not sexy though, like you think it is.
I don't think that. You think that?
I nearly tweeted a picture of it. I'm like, I fanned the flames of this.
Yes,
but you can't stop it, can you? With the internet, you can't stop it.
No,
the internet decides what the things that I think you're attracted to are.
Did you see Jenny Nicholson's video on BronyCon this week?
Yeah, I was going to talk about Suggestible.
Oh, yeah.
What an insane fandom that gets ruined by losers.
Well, it's the thing, because I didn't know anything about Brony. Like, all I knew was that there was My Little Pony, the cartoon.
Yeah.
And then there were Bronies, and they're dudes, and they love My Little Pony. Isn't that nice and positive? And I'm like, oh, good for them.
Right, yeah.
But what I didn't know, based on this video, is that these dudes just moved into this fandom of My Little Pony and immediately were like, what are you girls doing in here?
Yeah.
In this My Little Pony. What's your
name? Name every
My Little Pony. Exactly. And they didn't like the old My Little Pony toys.
Yeah.
Like they demanded they could be, you know, remolded and
to make him sexier.
There's weird sex stuff involved.
So much weird sex stuff.
Yeah.
And what was really interesting as well, I didn't know this about her, that she was so heavily into the fandom that she like influenced a lot of it, and a lot of music and shows that she made her own fan edited versions.
Yeah, yeah.
Which became part of the culture and worked its way into literally everything. And then she meets that guy who's like, oh, I can't believe you don't even know.
Right.
Yeah.
And she was so like such a well-known cultural figure in that a woman started claiming to be her.
Yes.
Like, I provide the voices for this animated re-edit or whatever it is. And she couldn't do them live, but she claimed that they fixed it in post or whatever.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And she's good at voices. I didn't know that. It's a great video. It's fascinating to me. Yeah. And the fandom is maybe done forever, I think. Also, the dude from Star Trek came in and just like,
oh, John DeLancey,
like,
yeah.
This figurehead of it who also hated it at the same time.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Yeah,
good
anyway,
stuff.
Check out that video. What else we got here, Mason? New Mutants, we talked about that, didn't we? Giant Bear, Giant Smoky Bear. Mm-hmm. The Boys.
Yeah, season 2.
Season 2. Mm-hmm. We got a clip from season 2, which is coming out September 4th.
The Boys versus the Deep.
And a big whale.
A big whale, yes.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, they drive a speedboat through a whale.
Yes, that's right.
Would that work? I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
You got to believe in yourself, and maybe it will.
That's exactly it. They also confirmed season 3, so they obviously have a lot of faith in the show to keep it going. I'm very much looking forward to this. It was one of my favourite shows from last year, I think, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
Was it
It was one of my favourite shows.
Do your research, James. It was, all right? Get it together.
I'll try. So I mean, there's nothing else to really say about that other than I'm glad that they are continuing to make that show about horrible people.
Everyone's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that guy who plays Huey. What's his name?
I don't
remember. It was another thing I saw recently. Love Wedding Repeat? I don't know. Let's get on with it, Mason.
Let's get on. Do I have any more thoughts about the boys? What I enjoyed, there's just a very brief moment in it where the Deep realizes that, yes, they will drive a speedboat through a whale.
Yeah,
that's like right. he's filled with an Aquaman level of confidence, yeah. Where he's like, well, obviously they won't harm this beautiful, majestic creature of the sea. And then they're like, yeah, we'll just speedboat through it.
That's great, yeah. We Can Be Heroes, Mason. You familiar with it?
The ABC.
No, not that one.
Oh, different, better one.
Different version. Not that guy.
I think I saw the name floating about this week, but yes. I don't know what it is.
Because Robert Rodriguez is working on the film called We Can Be Heroes for Netflix, which is going to have an adult version of Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Lava Boy and Shark Girl.
Is that in the Spy Kids universe?
Maybe.
It looks the same.
It's in that era.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's the same. Let's just say yes.
So it's grown-up versions of them.
Yeah, because Taylor Lautner was in that. He was Shark Boy.
It was Lava Girl.
I can't remember.
Okay.
Because I've never seen it. And apparently it's awful.
But let's get told on it.
The people who watched it, the people who watched it at the time when they were kids have like a real fondness for it. You know?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, which is how things work and nostalgia works.
Okay.
Yeah. But they have a kid who has powers. Both of their powers.
Okay.
It's going to follow a group of superpowered kids whose superhero parents have mysteriously vanished. With the parents gone, it's up to the kids to save the world. It's wild to me that Robert Rodriguez fluctuates between these universes.
Isn't it, though?
It's either super kid friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything in front of a green screen, spy madness, or just like really gory and awful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think Uncle Machete will be in this?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that he's the anchor character between the universes.
I never saw any of those. Were there two Machete movies?
Yes, there was. Machete and Machete Kills.
That's right.
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
Yes.
Are they good? So do you think he works better?
I watched them both like in the sense of like, well, I'll put them on and then I'll sort of go to the kitchen.
Transformer style.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch them Transformer style.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You didn't really watch them. Mm. So, yeah, I wonder if this is going to be a kid-friendly thing. I'd imagine so if it's superpowered kids, but, yeah.
I mean, maybe this is...
Maybe it isn't.
This is his chance to be
like... Do you want me to research if it's the same universe?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm just messaging Todd.
Okay, good.
They've probably taken the place in the same universe,
yeah.
Apparently. Mm. And also all of these movies maybe take place in the same universe.
Mm.
Planet Death? Death Planet, does it?
Planet Terror.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There you bloody go. Mason, we've got some data.
Do you think he'd be willing to compromise and sort of give us straight down the middle where it's like, it's more of a, what if he went like, I'll do it Marvel style where it's like, it's got adult jokes and whatever.
Sure.
But it's also kids can watch it.
Yeah, right.
Like, do you think he'd put it in the middle? Do you think he's willing to compromise or do you think he's, because he seems pretty.
I think he's one or the other.
Yeah, he seems very committed to. I'll make some kid movies and I'll make some horribly violent adult movies, but I'll never put them in the middle. But what if he does? What if that's his plan all along?
Yeah, maybe. You might be right. I think...
I doubt I am, but yes.
Maybe. Wonder if it's ever been done. I don't think it has, where you could make things set in the same universe where there's also a very kid-friendly version going on as like a side story to the main story. I'm sure Star Wars have done that, like droids.
I've never seen a live-action version of anything like that or even a cartoon version of that.
Depending on the Marvel movie, you could say, or the show, you could say. Like Daredevil is different than, you know, like...
Oh, that's true,
The Avengers.
Yeah, that's
first
true,
Avengers,
yeah.
for
yeah,
example.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So there you go, and that's something, isn't it?
It sure is something.
Ready for date changes?
Yeah,
get your diary out, Mason.
Okay, here we go.
Mm.
Here we go.
Spider-Man.
Todd, put these in my diary.
Why at the Pentagon? So.
Yes, I know you're involved in a pitch gun battle right now. With government agents. It's not important. You've got two hands, don't you?
So
one on your gun, one on your BlackBerry.
It's that easy.
Mm.
BlackBerry's still...
They still exist.
Did you ever have one?
Nope.
No. They always seemed awful to me. I look at that keyboard, I'm like... Ugh.
I always contemplate, I'm like, what if I was a business guy?
Mm.
You know, I'd have a tiny little keyboard. I'm
not a business guy.
That's right, exactly.
You're a podcasting boy.
Yeah. Feels good. I'm going to live forever. I'm the Peter Pan of podcasting.
Great. Spider-Man 3, Home 3, whatever it's going to be called.
Yes,
Far from Home, Home for Christmas, Home on the Range.
Yeah, yeah.
Home.
Just home. And everybody in the post is just like real exhausted for a variety of reasons.
We're not teens anymore, clearly, are we?
Yeah. They've just left, like Tom Holland's wearing the upper half of the Spider-Man suit and the bottom half's just like the grey leggings with the dots on them. nobody's filled in the CGI. Nobody cares anymore.
Nobody cares. So it's moved its date. Get ready for this.
Okay.
Write it down. November 21st of next year to December No, just November. I haven't got the exact date. Maybe it is. But from November next year.
James, what am I writing down?
November to December. They've moved it a month.
Okay.
So presumably all production has been moved.
December 2021. Okay. Yes. Just in time for Christmas.
That's right.
Home in time for Christmas.
You
think they do a Christmas one? Have we done a Marvel Christmas movie? Has there been
Iron Man 3, technically.
Oh, it is too, isn't it?
But it's not a Christmas movie, is it?
No, it's
not in the traditional sense, Mason.
Yeah. You think people watch Iron Man 3 at Christmas?
No. I mean, all of his movies are set at Christmas, aren't they? I have Christmas themes and
a lot
Shane
of
Black
are,
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them
I believe
are.
So.
Except for The Predator?
Yeah, but maybe it is.
Maybe it is. We don't know. Yeah, it's true.
I love that movie. Just kidding. Awful. A Quiet Place has been moved out of this year from September to April of next year.
Okay.
So, A Quiet Place too. Maybe he could make some more news. Or he sold it, didn't he, or something, didn't
That's
he?
That's true, yeah. Well, maybe he could be a producer. On some good news. Good
That's
news.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Also, Top Gun Loser has moved from December of this year to, and you'll love this, July 4th, 2021.
We're saluting the troops.
That's right.
Saluting the troops. And by troops, I mean Tom Cruise.
And each other.
Yep. The three troops that exist. Sorry, Todd, you missed out. But it's us two and Tom Cruise, all three troops.
So that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yep.
That's the perfect movie for that weekend. So I'm looking forward to rewatching that for Caravan of Garbage, I guess.
With any luck, you know, the pandemic will be gone and all
like shamdemic, is what I call it.
Very good. And
it's real, by the way, everyone.
Restrictions will be lifted and we can just have a barbecue in the cinema.
Oh my god.
We can all just get the grill going in the cinema.
Yeah, just grilling,
you know? Flipping burgers.
Just some briquettes. Some charcoal briquettes.
Yes.
I don't do that. We're more of a gas society, aren't we?
Yes, we are a gas society. Where, yes.
From a barbecue.
Oh, I thought you meant like in Mad Max.
Okay.
Right. An entirely gas-based society.
Gas in Australia is not gas in America. Because gas in Australia is petrol. That's what we call it. Just so people don't know. It's propane. Yeah, is what I'm saying. Have you ever had a wood fire? Is better though, isn't it? Like a wood-fired barbecue.
What is happening here? Why is he doing this?
It's Christmas.
I'm glad he can't hear this. But listeners, if you know what he's doing here, he's losing his mind. He's gone full dad. I don't understand. He's just talking about barbecuing now. I mean, I started it, but that's hardly my
exactly.
fault.
Exactly. I'm doing your research.
Exactly. What, James? I don't know what he's talking about. He's losing his mind. He's flipping his lid. I don't understand. He's gone full grill talking about briquettes.
Would you like some
I didn't bring up briquettes.
Would you like some more dates of things that have moved?
Yes.
Variety have reported that Tenet. Give me this Tenet shit. It's not Tenet. It's Tenet. It's not Tenet. If anything, it's T-Net.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's not T-E-N-E-N-T.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tenet.
What if it's Teen E.T.? What if that's the twist?
It would be Ten E.T.
What's in the vault? It's a Teen E.T.
It would be Ten E.T. So there would be 10 of them. Todd, check the vault at the Pentagon.
I reckon it's Teen E.T.
I'm going to find out how old E.T. is because I think he's old.
Yeah. But I mean, there's more than one.
Yes, I know, but him. I think he's like hundreds of years old.
Yeah, right.
According to the novelization, E.T. is over 10 million years old. And he's a plant-like creature, neither male nor female. So there you go. We'll learn some things about E.T., or as I call it, E.T. Right, what have we got? What have we got?
Look, I'm planning. Look, all I'm saying is I'm putting my money on this being a teen E.T. movie.
Okay.
So he's in the vault. That's why they need the masks, because he's a plant-based life form or something.
How old would a teen E.T. be?
15.
So not like comparison to like 10 million years. He'd just be 15.
Teen E.T., it's in the name, James.
I know, but I'm talking about a comparative lifespan here.
Yeah, like one's 10 million and one's 15.
It's like with dog years is what I'm saying.
He's just out the front of like a convenience store. He's asking people to buy him beer.
So he could have been, because he's a drunk.
Yes.
So that could have been the actual same E.T. from Star Wars, because Star Wars happened a long time ago.
Yeah, maybe.
Not
yeah.
Teen E.T.
No, but regular E.T. could have been. ET, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about Teen E.T.
Okay.
It's going to be released late August. It was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still getting that release date. But this is according to Warner Brothers chairman Toby Emmerich. He says, we're not treating Teen E.T. like a traditional global day and date release.
Mm-hmm.
And our upcoming marketing and distribution plan will reflect that.
Okay.
Essentially, it looks like in August, depending on where you are in the world, it's going to roll out. So parts of Europe and Asia, haven't heard anything about it here because...
We're in parts of Asia.
We're in parts of Asia. Australasia, they say. Mm. Asia Pacific sometimes.
I think he's veering dangerously close to the barbecue thing again, I feel. I can just feel it.
I wasn't even going to say anything.
I got to push him out of this somehow.
All I'm saying is if you want an Australasian barbecue, Mason, you put some pineapple and some meat on a skewer. It's got a bit of that flavour of the Orient. That's what Australian dads think is an Asian meal.
Okay, that's actually
very accurate.
Cooking
some fruit on a barbecue.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So not going to the US. So especially not, depending on the state, but especially not populations that are heavily, you know, under, under the influence of corona. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say here?
They're just mad for corona.
They're mad for corona. So, so that's often the US gets movies first. Well, that used to be the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it shifted
a little. We used to have to wait months. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was madness.
I remember Star Wars came out in like 2 weeks after here, The Phantom Menace, and I was flipping out. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me with this? George. That's what I used to say.
Yeah.
And but now we get Marvel movies like a week early sometimes more, which is good, I guess. But so, yeah, Teen E.T., look forward to it. It also might not come out this month, next month, whenever it's supposed to come out.
That's true, yeah.
So all of these are subject to change. We're going to come back next week. We're going to say the same movies but different dates.
Different dates again. It's going to be wild. Okay, get a load of this, James.
I'm ready.
Teen E.T.
Okay.
TikTok home. And then he does a dab.
They don't do dabs on TikTok.
They do a
Mason.
Dance. They do some sort of elaborate
they do
miming
dances,
dance.
But they're not doing dabs. Dad at a barbecue doing a dab in front of a barbecue. That's what you're doing. Kids, who wants a sausage dab? What am I doing? Okay.
Yep.
Mulan has been delayed indefinitely. Disney were like, there's no date. So we don't know. Movies like that and Teen E.T., they have to go to cinemas. Yes. They cannot afford not to.
That's true.
Because even if they don't do as well, you'll still make more money by going to cinemas and then doing the digital release. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So you're looking forward to Mulan? Because I am.
What's good?
That probably won't be this year. Also,
yes.
But I've got some good news regarding things that are coming out.
I'm prepared to listen.
That have also been pushed back.
This better not be the brand new Weber. Dual burner grill or whatever.
You can have a rotating roaster there, Mason. Oh, you just leave it for a few hours with some briquettes. Make sure you put your seasoning on, obviously. I've got a guy who does it. If you need a seasoning guy,
Yeah.
Do you have a guy, legitimately, who's like the barbecue guy and he talks like non-ironically about like he has to run every barbecue and organize the barbecue?
No.
And be like, and he's got like a butcher. So whenever like having a barbecue, he's like, oh, I've got a guy who does meat. Yeah, we all do. Because we all eat food, okay?
Yes.
But he's like, nah, my guy, like you don't understand. No, I understand.
He gives me the choice cuts. Anyone else, he would throw them in the trash, but he gives me the good ones.
Not here for it is what I'm saying.
And then he brings the meat and it's exactly the same.
It's all fine. Exactly. It's exactly the same.
Who's the guy? Do I know him?
Yeah, you know him.
Who is it? Oh, yeah.
You know him, yeah.
Just to be clear, folks, this is post-edit. I know exactly who you're talking about, James.
And are you surprised?
Not at all.
So here we go. It's been pushed 1 year. But James Cameron's Avatar.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Avatar 2.
Right. Oh, he put out, it was just like, these are the dates. Yep. Here we go. I'm confirming this.
December 2022, which was pushed a year to what it was supposed to be.
Yes.
December 2024, December 2026, December 2028.
Wow.
I know. It's not that far, though, is it? I mean, it's just like an entire, like, high school for somebody.
Yeah, it's just like a generation of
don't even worry
young
about
people,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. My kid will be, like, nearly a teenager by the time the last one comes out.
Exactly.
That's fine. I'll be dead, obviously. It's going to be great. So, he released a statement saying that this is in relation to COVID. Because even though they've filmed, I think, a lot of the first one, they may have even finished. I don't know where, because they're filming them all at once. I have no idea. And they can obviously work in New Zealand, which is very much out of lockdown and crushing it. And but anyway, those are the dates. Are you excited for a Avatar movie 13 years after the previous?
I'm just fascinated to know what the look is going to be like.
I don't know what kind of 3D technology he's thinking of this time. Because he's talking about glasses.
And no glasses.
3D and
yeah.
I can't wait till they have one cinema in Australia here that does it, but it's in Sydney and I never see it. So excited.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I feel like my brain has reached the absolute maximum capacity of being impressed by a new screening technology. Like, really? But I'm happy to be surprised. Like, if I go in there and I'm like, wow, this is 3D and I don't have to do anything.
But how many of those have you had within your life?
Though? Avatar.
I mean, other than that, though, like little screens, I guess, when you're like, that's a good screen. Remember launch day for the PSP? We happened to be in a local plaza.
Oh, yeah.
And a mall, if you will.
Yes.
And a guy, like, sidled up to us and showed us his PSP that he bought. And he was like, look, I've got Stargate on this. And we're like, true.
The movie Stargate.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty incredible.
Was that a moment for you where you're like, wow,
yeah,
future.
That's right.
Stargate.
That's James Spader on a small screen.
Yeah. But like, is that good technology? Is that impressive to you?
Yes.
Yeah. I found the Switch really impressive for portable gaming.
Folding screens, that's impressive to me.
Yeah, I do like folding screens. Like when it, yeah. You want to roll up your phone, yeah, like exactly. A 50.
That's right. Mm. Put it in your mouth and smoke it.
Don't, Mason. It's poisonous.
Oh.
You'll die. It's got all sorts of battery acid and stuff. What's in a phone? I don't know. Magnesium, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what's in a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm also impressed by folding screens.
Mm.
You've seen that Samsung
yes.
thing. That's like, it's too early days for me to get something like that.
Yeah.
You don't get the first folding phone, do you?
That's right.
They recalled those anyway, didn't they? Because people kept peeling the screen off.
Oh, did they? I don't know.
Because the screen looked like a screen protector. So people were peeling it off.
Oh, the whole thing. Oh, my goodness. Ruining it. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So there you go. That's the world we live in.
Also, I think I'd be like, part of them, they'd be like, well, this is rated for 20,000 folds before it breaks. And then I'd obsessively like count the number of folds.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Also, it doesn't seem enough.
No.
Yeah. And even though it more than likely is.
Anyway, 2028. So
yeah,
that's
great. Well, there's more news though.
Your brisket will be done by then.
I can't wait, Mason. I got a guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware. I know him.
So.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
We know times are crazy right now. We're all having to make some pretty significant lifestyle adjustments, and I don't care for it, quite frankly.
James, just let me be clear.
Mm.
Ah! You know what I mean?
I do
That's
know
life
what you
right
mean.
Now. So it'd be nice. A little bit of focus, wouldn't it?
A little bit of focus, a little bit of comfort, a little bit of style.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're spending more time than ever at home on our digital screens, and that's why the team over at Movement wants to make sure that you're taking care of your eyes with their Everscroll blue light filtering glasses. They are crafted with special blue light lenses. Movement Everscroll glasses protect your eyes from digital eye strain and other harmful effects from blue light, like headaches and poor sleep. And they look great doing it.
You're wearing a pair right now, James.
I wear a pair every goddamn night, Mason. I wear them before bed for like from probably about 8 o'clock so I can wind down. And they've seriously helped in a big way. And I keep them next to my bed. So if I ever check my phone in the night, which you shouldn't do, but I do sometimes, but I shouldn't do it. I've always put the glasses on first. And it means that I can get back to sleep as opposed to just being wide awake for the rest of my life.
I mean, that would be bad, ultimately.
It would be.
That's not how we work.
No, it's not.
You want some good snoozes.
I do. The lens is also completely clear, so you can't tell that they actually are blue light coated, which is really nice. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't have known. I never would have known unless you gave you just gave the game away, James. You told me.
I don't mind some of my trade secrets.
No, we're leaving that in.
I don't mind some of my trade secrets just filtering out there every once in a while to help people out with a great deal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're doing that for the little people. I understand. That's right.
The frames are actually Movement's best-selling fashion eyewear collection, so they look sharp. And Everscoff frames are crafted from premium acetate and stainless steel for optimum balance, comfort, and durability. And studies have shown that wearing blue light filtering glasses can promote a sounder sleep, preventing eye strain, and improving focus. They also start at just $60 a pair, so you can take care of yourself with better sleep, better focus, and better style. And you can actually get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/weeklyplanet. That's right. Get the Everscroll solution, better sleep, better focus, better style at mvmt.com/weeklyplanet. That's right. Join the movement.
I said it with more confidence the second time.
It was very impressive.
Thank you.
And that's linked below. Please check them out. They're a great sponsor of the show, and it's a great brand. And I love wearing them, Mason.
They're back, and we appreciate it.
We really do. On with the show.
On with the show.
Good. Glasses, though. Good glasses.
Good looking glasses.
Good glasses.
You look like a wise old owl. Yeah, good. But a sexy wise old owl.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Star Wars is coming. Pushed back a year also in 2023, 2025, 2027.
Yeah.
And you may be thinking, does that coincide with the release of Avatar? Is what they've done there is put them in between the years?
They have
done that. Yeah. Which is probably smarter, I think, distribution of Star Wars. And it's also, so we're not getting a Star Wars movie for another 3 years. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk about one in a minute, but we are getting multiple TV series. And
another season of The Mandalorian, presumably. Coming, yeah.
And that's going to be this year.
It is.
Which they already filmed that, luckily. So, yeah, we also don't know what that is going to look like. Taika Waititi is working on one. Rian Johnson's trilogy. Yes. I would say that's probably not happening at this point, though that's disappointing to me. Mm.
Is there any Knives Out? Do we know? Have they written anything of Knives Out yet?
Doing it. I don't know. That's all I know about that. Yeah. Spoilers for Knives Out.
Ah, yes.
For last time when I spoiled it.
Ah, yeah, nice.
Spoilers for Knives Out.
Yes.
Done. We did it. I think it's a different cast except for Daniel Craig.
Okay, right.
Just kind of a shame, but what else do you do with that family? You know what I mean?
Well, that's true, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I guess you could give a few of them guest spots, I guess. Like maybe Chris Evans' character knows something, and so he has to go to visit him in prison or something like that, you know.
So there we go. Star Wars. What do you want to see from Star Wars? More Star Wars, just in general.
Yeah, absolutely more Star Wars, yeah.
You see John Boyega was finished. They're like, you excited to ever do Star Wars again? He's like, nah, I'm done. Done with Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
He's Harrison Fording and he's playing it cool, so he's going to come back in 20 years.
Oh, you think he is going to come back? Yeah, that's what I think he's doing. Right, okay, yeah.
You got a bit of advice
once
there.
Once the bad blood has subsided and once the fan – but do you think the fans are going to be like, we got to have this guy back?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think so. I like him. Mm-hmm. I like all of that cast.
Yeah, I like him too. But, I don't want to see a – do you think they're like him and Oscar Isaac and Daisy Ridley, do you think with time they'll be like, in retrospect, I didn't mind.
Everybody
doing that.
Has a gut full of Star Wars when they're in them. It is the tradition that is as old as Star Wars itself.
Yes, I guess that's true.
But, you know, because Mark Hamill has always been kind of like.
Have they ever been as publicly done with Star Wars?
I think so.
You think so?
Harrison Ford, for sure. Nothing but. And Carrie Fisher was pretty clear that, like, it was instrumental in my career, but, like, it wasn't the thing that she liked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, you'd come back. Why wouldn't you? Because they'd be like, here's a lot of money.
Lots of money.
And also because people are like, well, the new characters aren't as good as the blah, blah, blah.
Right, exactly,
but,
yeah.
For, you know, a generation has grown up on these movies.
Yes.
And kids coming up now, over the next 8 years, over the next eight Avatar movies, they'll become their Star Wars. It's like the prequels became the kids' Star Wars of that era. So
that's true.
They will become iconic characters as the years go on. Mm. And that's Star Wars news. Or is it? Because the Kessel Run transmission has said that Donald Glover is returning for a Lando-focused
series. Oh, I did see that, yeah. Somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm. They'd be paying him a lot of money to do that. As they should, because he's a good Lando. I would like to that's good. Again, I hate that era. I'm sick of it.
Do you think they'll switch out young Lando and old Lando? Do you think there'll be some old Lando in it also?
Well, here's the thing. You could do,
because I think people would be like, whoa.
But you could do old Lando, because wasn't there a bit in that where he's doing like the Lando Calrissian monologues or the diary of Lando Calrissian? Do you remember that bit?
In which bit?
In the new one, in the Solo.
In Solo, I don't remember
like,
that
he's
at
recording
all.
Like a hologram of himself.
Oh, I see.
And that the whole thing is an Easter egg to a series of Lando books from like the 80s. It's like there's like a trilogy of Lando books.
Oh, I see.
Books.
Right, right.
So it could be bookended with Billy Dee Williams.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes,
yeah.
Is what the answer to your question.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I did the research.
Thank you. Thank you. As we expected and hoped for. Yes.
So yeah, I think there could very well be also because like Harrison Ford was. When he was Indiana Jones, and I was going to say Han Solo again, but he was in Indiana Jones, the young Indiana Jones, remember?
Yes. Yes.
He's in an episode
he is,
of
yeah.
that.
He's like, I'm old.
I'm old. I've got a beard because I filmed The Fugitive when I did this. That's what he yells into the camera. I'm in the middle of a different movie. I don't have time for this. That's a wrap. They're on like, Harrison
yeah, close,
Ford.
Yeah, close enough. That'll do, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I hate that show.
Because if it's edutaining nature.
Entertainment we've talked about. It's probably revolutionary. It is because they did very expensive television. It still looks pretty great. It's
do you think they
good.
Could tie in old Lando with that woman who's probably his daughter? They go on some adventures.
Ah.
They bookend and he goes, well, in order to find out your history, I'll have to go over here. Oh, I remember this from a million years
from
ago.
From my Kessel Run.
From the Kessel Run days, exactly. Yeah.
And then he tells the story of Solo.
But then do you bring in that companion for no real reason? I guess you'd have to tie the narratives together.
Also, Billy Dee Williams is like a million years old.
He is a million years old.
So you'd really just have him sitting at a bar going, I remember this. And he's talking to Neum-Num, even though Neum-Num's dead. So you find out that it's the ghost of Neum-Num.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Neum-Num was never there in the first place.
No, he wasn't. Do you remember when Neum-Num died?
Yeah. Probably. He's the guy with the weird. He's
he's like, oh,
melty
blah,
face.
Blah, blah, blah,
melty
blah,
face.
Blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah,
blah, yeah. I'm just looking up. Okay, sorry. I just had to look up a thing for the next segment. But yeah, so there you go. Lando series, good. I don't love Solo, but I think it's very well cast.
Yep.
And I'd like to see, yeah, sure, why not?
Do you think we'll get Alden Ehrenreich?
I hope so.
In there.
Because he's really good.
Yeah.
And what an impossible role to fill. And he did like a really decent job at it.
And I think maybe also people's opinion would probably soften of him or people's, you know, would become more positive if he's only in it briefly, I think.
Yeah, right.
Like the more exposure to that people, I think it'd be like, he's still not, he doesn't embody Han Solo. But if he's just in it for like a couple of episodes or, you know, a few scenes. And, I also feel like, did Solo really build their rivalry?
Not really, I don't think.
So, I mean, and you know.
Well, it was supposed to be a trilogy anyway.
Yeah, but I think, you know, because when we get to Empire Strikes Back, there's clearly a significant amount of bad blood.
Yeah.
So maybe this series could explore that and really.
I would like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you could, if it was a Lando series, you could technically set it like after Return of the Jedi. You probably wouldn't.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Because there would be that cognitive dissonance. But it's
yeah.
But it's still. You could. I don't think they will.
Right.
You could.
Yeah.
I don't think they like jumping using different eras of characters, except Mon Mothma, which they actually did do.
Oh, I see. There's plenty of unexplored time.
Yes, there
is. You know,
is.
We've basically not seen. Do you think they'll adapt these Lando books you keep banging on about?
No, because they're like 80s out of canon and they're not.
Yeah.
Like they're remembered, but they're not like beloved, I guess.
Okay, right.
I would say. But then again, I haven't read them. Star Wars Explained, I think, did. You know him. I don't know if you know him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Alex. He's done something. I think he's done a review of
it. Where would you like this series to go? Would you think it should be silly and swashbuckling?
Yes. Like the Lando comic. Do you read the Lando comic? It's incredible.
No, I didn't, but I'll write it down.
It's one of the best Star Wars
comics.
Silly and swashbuckling.
Okay.
In answer to your question.
Do you want a serious undercurrent, though? Or do you want a serious, silly all the time?
Not even silly, but just like Lando. What would Lando be doing? He'd be getting up to weird hijinks and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He'd be being smooth.
Good news, Mason.
Oh, yes.
Bill and Ted Face the Music gets a release date and a new trailer. Don't watch it if you have because it gives away too much, I feel.
Mm.
But I was like, God damn, this looks good. So it's got a release date of September 1st in cinemas and VOD.
Oh, okay. I'll watch that VOD. I'm not leaving my house.
No, absolutely not.
For any reason.
Very excited for that. Did you watch the trailer?
I did.
Mm. Did you have?
I don't feel it revealed too much.
Okay, cool. I don't know. It just looks fun and positive and light and nice, and I get to rewatch the old ones beforehand, and that's cool.
Yeah.
So the lead singer of Faith No More is in number two. Mike Patton.
Mike Patton's in it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know. I want to see what Station's doing and those Bill and Ted robots that they built.
You think they're going to be?
Yeah, I think they're going to do it all.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Death is back.
Death's back. Spoiler, looks right. Exactly the same, right? By the yes. way. But, you know, that's makeup, isn't it?
That is makeup,
just
yeah.
Look your head, make your head look like a skull. So, yeah, that is some good news among the all the pushbacks and, yeah, and yeah. multiple Avatar movies we're getting. We are, here's something good.
So well, I hope this bastion of positivity doesn't disappoint you in any way, because it'll really crush you, I think.
I'll take good enough at this point.
Great. Good, yeah. good.
Yeah, so it also looked expensive to put out on VOD as well. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's like a pretty high budget film.
What was the last big thing? Oh, it was it Scoob? Did yeah. that break some records? Scoob, I think that did well.
Yeah, it did pretty well. Trolls 2 did well.
Yeah, uh-huh.
A few others I can't remember.
Yeah. Mm. Will this make its money back on VOD? Probably not.
Probably not.
But it's worth a shot, huh?
That's right.
No, and presumably everybody's been paid.
So. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Maybe it'll do really well. And also it is getting the cinema release. So.
Yes.
According to Joe Blow, we're up to some Snyder Cut news, Mason.
Oh, I'm excited.
The first bit of news is about where it is sits in relation to the other DC movies in the universe.
Okay.
So is it canon, is it not? This is what Zack Snyder said. So frankly, the DC cinematic universe has branched like a tree and blossomed and grown into in amazing and great ways. But for me, where Justice League falls, I believe it really starts to represent its own path. It's kind of separate from the DC Cinematic Universe continuity. It's divergent in that way, and I think that's a good thing.
Very diplomatic.
So, yeah.
Also, shout out to the Divergent Universe.
Woo!
Right? Pretty good, right?
No. Which one did you like?
Allegiant.
That was your favorite? I liked yep. Detergent. They're all good, though, in their own way. Thank you.
Good. It's good stuff.
Thanks, Mason. Just a riff there.
You should have riffed that earlier instead of the Tartanian thing which you cut out earlier.
The one that was cut out?
That was cut out. The Collins cut out. Yeah, the whole bit, which
Will
I enjoyed.
People demand the Tartanian cut?
Yes, I hope so.
So the other thing is we got our first – it's Zack Snyder hosted a panel. Mm-hmm. Joss Whedon cancelled his. We'll just leave that there because I think there's going to be more information concerning – The goings on behind the scenes.
Oh.
But so he didn't reveal too much because they're going to show an actual trailer at the DC Fandome event that's coming
up. That's right.
But we did get a clip. And what was that clip, Mason?
Oh my God, a clip like you wouldn't believe.
Mm.
So it was a clip of the titular Superman of the Justice League.
I know him.
And he's got the black suit on. He's got the black resurrection suit on. Is
That's right.
Yeah.
It's actually a deleted scene from the Blu-ray, but in that scene, so it is a Joss Whedon scene, but in that scene, the suit is colored. And what they did, they digitally altered it to make it the black suit.
Yes.
So this is what I'm talking about in terms of like, it is the Snyder Cut, but it is not the same one that he was going to initially release.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, maybe
yeah.
he planned to film it in color and then digitally alter it. I don't know.
Here's, well,
which seems crazy.
What I read is that... and here's my cockamamie theory. As I think this is all shenanigans.
It's a bunch of BS.
It is a bunch of
BS. It's a bunch of boos and hoos.
A BS, which stands for poppycock, is what it is. Because what I read, Snyder said that his plan, because like obviously this footage is real, because there's a version of it in one of the trailers.
Yes, there
like
is.
Which might be an alternate take, I think, where Alfred says, oh, he said
just
you'd come.
Just in time.
Exactly. And I mean, maybe in that version, we're meeting a new character, like maybe it was Martian Manhunter or something.
Yeah.
But what Snyder said was that he went to Warner Brothers and he said, we're going to need a black suit.
Mm.
And Warner Brothers was like, no. Like, so his contention is that they were going to produce a scene like this.
Yeah.
And they went to Warner Brothers, the juggernaut that had already given them $200 million or whatever, and said, we need one specific thing. And they're like, we will not give you the one specific thing, the fan favorite thing that is already in the source material. We will not give you that.
Yeah.
And so rather than just get one of the existing Superman suits, like one of the duplicates they have, and just airbrushing it black, they went, well, let's film it like this and then send it off to the visual effects guys and get it tweaked.
Strange.
It is strange.
So I'm not saying that I think it's a good thing because he's making the version, even if it's altered, he's making the version that he now wants
to make.
Well,
yeah, but I feel like he's saying, well, it was always a plan to do this. I don't know if it was. Mm. I think...
There is a deleted scene of you see the black suit.
Yeah, right.
You know, like the chamber opens up and it... But it
and he chooses the regular
chooses
suit.
Chooses the regular one or whatever. Or or it's implied that he does. But I don't know, man. The other thing, as he mentioned, is that It's going to use zero of the Justice League cut.
But what, isn't this? Didn't you just say this?
No,
is
no,
just...
this is his. That's a film that he. That's a shot that he shot.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it just doesn't. It seems suspicious to me that he would go. Well, we can't just use an existing Superman suit and spray paint it black.
Mm.
But we can just film it like this and then send it to a visual effects team.
Yeah,
they'll charge $1 million
because it is
like,
a new.
Like how are Warner Brothers catching the.
Yeah.
The black suit order, but they're not catching the $1 million of digital effects to fix it.
Yeah,
some of this is just him going. Well, obviously, my plan was to please all the real true fans, and the real true fans wanted the black suit. So that's I always had the plan to put the black suit.
Sure.
In. No, you didn't. You're a liar. You're a liar.
Maybe you did though. Mm. We don't know. But yeah, I think it's.
I
a
know.
More, I think it, you know. I think it's a more. I agree with you though. I think it's a more recent alteration.
Yeah, I think they did it this week.
It wouldn't surprise me though.
Also, it looks bad.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't think it does.
It doesn't
it's
look
a pretty
great.
Low res.
Yeah, maybe.
Video.
Maybe that's what
so
I'm thinking,
not
yeah.
too stressed about it. I think it's. Oh, the other thing is it's to about 2 hours and 15 minutes, or maybe it's 215 minutes. What do we got?
Okay.
Here? Hang on. Let me check.
If
that
you could
out.
Do some homework.
Yeah, I will. Justice League runtime is at least 215 minutes. So what is that in hours, Mason?
That's over 3 hours.
Yeah. So I would say this is probably going to be either a series or a two-parter or something
yes.
like that. So there you go. Yeah, I wouldn't surprise me though if they do end up putting some Snyder Cut stuff in, not some Justice League stuff
mm-hmm.
in.
Yes.
Just even if it's like background templates or you just need Cyborg to stand there and whatever scene.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Like we need more Cyborg standing around.
Exactly. What I'm saying is like you got to use, they're piecing this together from things that they already have for the
yes.
most part. Mm-hmm. Obviously there are additions that they can do digitally, but I'd be surprised if there was literally nothing because he was always planning to do reshoots.
Yes.
But he wasn't able to do them for whatever reason.
Do you think if Ben Affleck goes to his mailbox one day and he opens it up and there's a box and he opens the box and inside the box is just like a huge wad of cash and like a green screen, it covers his entire face but just the mouth bit is open and they're just like, we need you to record some additional Batman dialogue.
Yeah.
We just need your mouth and we'll paste it on an existing Batman footage. You just got to put the mask on.
Put it on.
And there's a camera in there.
Do you reckon you do it?
Yeah.
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 Or they get him on Cameo.
Yeah.
They get him to sign up to Cameo and they get him to do the dialogue there. And then
he does it for $50.
Just like $50 a pop. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what an idiot.
But you have to wear a green sock.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they could probably digitally put his face in regardless.
Yeah, that's
right. I don't think they're going to send him a green sock.
Okay.
Yeah, they
where's your sense of fun?
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but
the only time you have any fun is when you're over the top of that Weber.
That's right. Frying up some pineapple. But they have digital doubles of everybody.
That's true.
In all of these things. Yeah. So anyway, we'll find out more about that in the Fan Dome event coming up in August 22nd or something like that. I can't remember. So we're going to get a brand new trailer, and that's Comic Con, wasn't it?
Yep.
We didn't even
woo everyone.
Woo. Look, you did it. All right.
Let me go through stuff.
And there might be more stuff after this or stuff that we've missed. But
go through some stuff and I'll give you my relative woos.
The DC Universe streaming service is ending. That's not a Comic-Con thing. Rick and Morty.
Woo.
Computer battery is running very low.
Woo.
That Illuminati thing. No. The New Mutants.
Woo.
The
surprising
boys?
Amount of woo.
Yeah, the boys.
Standard amount of woo, but I, you know, I'm positive about that.
Definitely.
So good woos.
We Can Be Heroes, Robert Rodriguez. Bunch of date changes, which aren't really Comic-Con stuff.
Wow.
And then, of course, Bill and Ted.
Woo.
And Snyder Cut.
Whoop.
So there's good stuff
here. There's some good stuff.
Yeah.
I think my biggest woo for there might have been.
There's no like.
New Mutants might have been my biggest woo.
Yes.
Surprisingly.
But, yeah, well, it looks
astoundingly.
Good.
Astoundingly.
Genuinely, it looks, you know, and different.
Yes.
But there's no, like, the reveal of Batman, Superman. Remember when they revealed that logo?
Yeah, and everybody went, woo, I remember. Yeah.
There's nothing like that.
Yeah.
But there's some solid, for an online thing, this is a pretty solid lineup, I would say. So all in all, good job on this thing, Mason.
Thank you.
Do you know what it's time for then?
Oh, is it time for what we're reading?
What we going to read. I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? Do you think it's funny again, Mason? Did you ever think it was funny?
I think it's funny, but for a different way.
Okay. What are we reading? Well, I thought a good way to kick off, what are we reading, Mason?
Yes, James, go ahead.
We actually, both of us reread Batman Year One, because for Big Sandwich this week, and it'll be up right now.
Oh, is it up now already?
It will be.
My goodness.
By the time this goes out, that Batman Year One is a comic book, isn't it?
It sure is,
and
yes.
And we're doing a book club.
Yes, we with the inaugural episode of the Big Sandwich Classic Comic Book Club.
That's right.
Yes.
You've given the game away on the title, Mason.
It's pretty good, though.
That's pretty great. So yeah, that's
if our insightful commentary on a classic comic book isn't enough to get people to subscribe to Big
Sandwich, don't know what you want then.
A silly name will do it,
that's
think,
right.
You know.
So all the back catalogue is currently there at the moment, including the commentaries and this new thing we're going to be doing monthly. We talk more about that in the episode that we do. It is exclusive for that. It's $9 a month, which ends up being less than $2.50 a week. We don't know the amount. We've never figured it out, and we can't figure it out. Don't message us, because you've
been awake so long.
You can't figure it out either at
that's
home.
Right. Yeah, don't even try.
Don't bother.
Don't even try. Unless, yeah. like maybe subscribe for a few months.
Yes.
And then look at your bank statements.
Yeah.
And then maybe figure it out, some sort of algorithm.
But even then, you can't figure it out.
You can't figure it out. Just keep subscribing.
It's fine. That's right.
Anyway, we're very excited. I had a really good time recording that episode. So
it's a little bit longer probably than the standard episode will be, because there's a lot behind Batman Year One, and we get into some other Frank Miller stuff and the movie that came out and its inspirations and things like that. But yeah, I think it was a really fun episode.
Yes.
And so it's exclusively going to be there.
That's right.
So that is up there right now if you do want to check it out. Again, you do not have to. Everything else that has never been on there will remain not on there.
That is correct, yes.
Including Transformers this week. Boo!
That's right. We did the hat trick of the first three Transformers.
And are we going to do more? We'll see.
Probably. I just want to see more Oscar award-winning actors just running around screaming.
Yeah, me too.
As things explode. That's what I want. That's all I want.
That's all we all want. Mm. I read Here's Negan, which is Robert Kirkman and Charlie Adler. It's the continuation of The Walking Dead, but it's a prequel that tells the origin stories of Negan, the villain from The Walking Dead.
Oh.
So this is, he did it, I think, as also kind
That's
of.
That's a great title.
Here's Negan.
Is it? Does it look wacky? Does it look like a Warner
no,
Bros. Cartoon?
No, it's like a man who caved your head in with a baseball bat.
Oh.
But he talks, it's, he's part of the reason I think Robert Kirkman said he was doing it is because he wants something that he can send to comic book distributors, like in stores, so they've got something to sell. And I think a lot of the profits also go to stores.
Oh,
as
okay,
well.
That's
so
nice.
He did it as like a boost to the industry.
That's cool.
And that's good, especially if you like The Walking Dead, which I do. So, there we go. What do you read?
Well, on a lot of people's recommendation, I watched Palm Springs, which I think you talked about on Suggestible.
I did, yeah.
A couple of weeks back.
What do you think?
I really liked it. I'm not going to tell. Here's the thing. I'm not going to say anything about it.
Did you know
it.
Anything going in?
No, nothing. And I'm glad that
How
is
How quickly
the case.
Did you figure out what was the deal?
I'd rather not even say.
Okay, fair enough.
So if you haven't seen, if you like The Lonely Island, if you like Andy
I really
Sandberg,
like Pop Star, Never Stop, Never
that's
Stop.
That's a really
nobody
good one.
Nobody saw it, but it's really good.
Yeah, it's just a good... Good movie. Mm. It's very, very, very good. Don't look it up. If you've got Hulu, it's free on Hulu,
That's
guess.
Right.
So you can just watch it from there. Also, I watched The Beach Bum, which is
Matthew McConaughey. What's that on here?
It's on Netflix.
Pop up on something.
I think.
Okay, yeah.
It's a very strange movie. He plays a sort of like a
Matthew McConaughey type.
I watched besides Palms. It was a downhill slide this week. I watched Palm Springs, and I'm like, this is a good movie. Which let's talk about it maybe in a few weeks.
Okay,
once,
sure.
Once people have. Once we get enough emails that people
it's
been
said, out about a month, but sure.
Okay, right.
No, let's talk about next week. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't bother me.
After I watched that, everything was kind of a downward slide. So it's kind of like
So was that and then Beach Bum? What was the third thing? Transformers again?
Another thing. So the Beach Bum is kind of like it's Matthew McConaughey, and he's a poet writer, and he's one of the loosest units around.
Sure.
And he has to. It's very odd. It's just he's a. But he's also like he's got his wife's rich. His wife's played by
Jennifer Garner.
No,
Jennifer
Australian Garner, lady. Yeah. No, not Rose Byrne. The other one.
Not Rose Byrne. The other one.
Yes,
I have no idea.
Look
Abby
up
Cornish.
If you put in "not Rose Byrne" the other one into Google, I bet you'll
not
come up.
Not Rose Byrne. The other one. No, it's just Rose Byrne.
Huh.
Let me check. Do your research again.
Yeah, thank you. That's all I'm asking.
They came out last year. I thought they came out years ago.
Yeah, came
ago.
In 2019. Yeah.
Oh, Isla Fisher.
Isla Fisher, there
yeah,
we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's
Martin
just,
Lawrence is in this.
Yep.
Jonah Hill's in this.
Jonah Hill's in it, yep.
Yeah.
It's a star-studded cast. Snoop Dogg is in it.
Does Zac Efron get peed on by Nicole Kidman in this, or is that a different Zac
no,
Efron?
No, but Zac Efron is in it.
Yes. I saw him in
it. And it's just it's a man pinwheeling through a variety of bizarre situations and going through rehab and all sorts of stuff.
It looks mixed, the reaction.
It was an interesting... It's an interesting journey, but I don't know what how much I got from it.
Nothing, anyway. It seems.
Yeah, it seems nothing. Also, this we didn't put this in news, but I remember reading about it this week. There's going to be an American adaptation of the TV show Utopia. Not the Australian show Utopia, but the British series Utopia, which is from about 2012, 2013. And I read that and I thought, I should watch the first season of Utopia.
The British one?
Yes, and I watched the first episode and I don't know if I'm on board with it. It's pretty intense as a show.
What is it?
So it's the premise basically is that there's this small group of people they've never met in real life. They exist on like a forum or a subreddit or something like that.
Okay.
And they're all fans of this graphic novel from some years ago.
Yeah.
And it turns out that this particular graphic novel predicted some events that happened in the real world, like that the author could not possibly have known about. But then one of the people acquires this unpublished manuscript of a sequel.
Yeah, right.
And they get a hold of it and they're like, hey, we should all read this and blah, blah, blah. And they attract the attention of this weird group called The Network that kind of want to acquire this manuscript.
Right.
At all costs. And it was pitched to me as a comedy drama. Like when you look at it, it's like when you look at it on Amazon.
Looks
it
says, wacky, yeah.
It's like a comedy drama, but it's really grim. Really grim and dark, unpleasant. Like there's like quite, like the, one of the, some minor spoilers for the first episode of the show.
Yeah.
Like one of the characters gets like his eyes tortured.
Jesus.
But because what happens is they're like, okay, we've got to, there's this evil network that wants to acquire this manuscript for various nefarious means. And so like, in order to draw out these people, like they frame them for sex crimes, and it's just, and I'm like, where's the comedy part
it
of
looks
this comedy?
Funny. Where's the funny?
There's Maybe no it gets funny. Funny. Oh. I don't think there is any funny. Maybe the second episode is funny, but yeah. I don't know if I'm going to get to it.
I think you just went in thinking Australian Utopia. Yeah, maybe. It's a black. Well, it says it's a black comedy conspiracy thriller drama. That's what it says.
Okay, right. Well, the comedy is pretty thin on the ground. Let me tell you, I might go in again, maybe on episode two, with a complete reframe of my expectations for this show. But I don't know. I'm sure we have people out there who have watched the whole thing.
Well, it's got very good write-ups from what I'm looking at here.
Intriguing. From 100% on Sickos, Rotten Tomatoes, probably Sickos. Yeah.
That's what it says on Sickos.com. It got 54. That's not very good.
What about Rotten.com? Is it
54 as well? Weird.
Oh, well, okay. Wow. Not even Rotten.com likes it. Wow. That's pretty wild. What about Newgrounds? Do Newgrounds like it?
The Newgrounds still exists. I bet they do.
What about Strong Bad? What does Strong Bad think about
I love
it?
Strong Bad. How does he type with boxing gloves on?
I don't know. It's a mystery.
Do you know they had the opportunity to sell those characters to Disney or license them off and they didn't take it?
Huh.
Which the reason why was because they couldn't, they're like swearing and stuff. And I think those characters could have potentially been bigger, but I like that.
I mean, I think they did fine.
I think they absolutely did fine.
Yeah.
Great.
Are you reading anything else? Watching
anything
else?
No, I've done
my.
Oh
my goodness! Would you watch this Utopia show?
Yeah,
you've got to watch an episode and tell me what you think. We'll talk about it next week, maybe.
Knowing that it's not
fun.
Yeah, not
it's certainly
fun
not
at all.
Fun. I don't think it's fun.
Terrifico.
It is Terrifico.
Next segment of the show.
Let's do some letters. Classic one was letters. Oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a take away.
We're gonna hear right now. We're gonna do letters. If you do want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter or WeeklyPlanetPod@gmail.com. So, Mason, do you want to start with some letters or would you like me to start with
I'll
some
start
letters?
With letters from Jonathan Berkovich.
Hello, Jonathan.
Just got my wisdom teeth out.
Boo, I did that.
Hi, Nick and James. Just got all four of my wisdom teeth, nothing smart about them, extracted. It hurts. Any chance for a shout-out?
Well, yes. Wisdom is different than smarts is all I'm saying.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's different from bravery. Further different thing. He says, love the podcast and the work that you do. Congrats to James on the addition to the family.
Thank you.
And to Nick for whatever is most important to him at the moment.
Wow.
It's me going back to bed after this.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I feel very proud about it.
You should.
Congratulations. So you've had your wisdom teeth.
I have. I got four pulled out when I was.
Same time?
Yeah.
Huh.
Two were impacted or whatever. It was bad, but it's like, you know.
Okay, right.
I stand your face.
Yeah.
It's too late for him now, but I just sat with. I bought a PlayStation 2.
Mm-hmm. So this was last year.
This was last year, and I sat with two bags of peas on my shoulders and sat there like hunched up playing Spider-Man 1 on the PlayStation 2 in like 2003 or 2004, whenever it happened. And that's how I got through it. And it was fine. I mean, it was bad, but it was all right.
Yeah,
ice
helps. I mean, it sounds bad.
It helps with the swelling.
Yeah.
Have you had yours out?
No, mine are all still in there.
Ah.
Yeah.
No wonder you're so dumb or Come smart. On.
That's the second one, yes.
Great.
No, tired. You're thinking of tired.
I am thinking of tired.
My wisdom teeth are leeching all my... All the spark out and good vibes out of my brain. Yes, exactly.
Cool. What else you got? Would you like me to? What else?
Yeah, please go for it. Yes.
Sure. This is from Bill Bob Baggins. Mm-hmm. What will probably be a big story on this week's episode, Black Suit Superman. But he said, what I would like to be a big story on this week's episode, discovery of Luigi in Super Mario 64 after 24 years and 1 month. So I don't know if you saw this, but there was code revealed from Mario 64 that Luigi was going to be a playable character. Because that was a big point of contention when that game came out. People were like, well, where is Luigi?
Oh, where's Luigi?
They found all this hidden stuff in there, including, I think, some sound bites and things like that for that game. So there you go.
Yeah, well.
I think in later updates they did on like 3DS or DS or whatever, you could pick different characters maybe, and there's been mods. I don't know. But yeah, I love it when stuff comes out about video games like decades after, like stuff hidden in the code or hidden levels.
I saw this week. It's a clipping from a Nintendo PAL magazine, and it's about the origins of Wario and Waluigi.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what Waluigi's real name is?
No. Waluigi Mario?
No.
What?
Jimmy Papadopoulos.
So he's just taken on
officially,
the name.
Yeah, yeah. The canonical, according to Nintendo PAL, the canonical origin of Waluigi is that Wario always felt left out at Mario's parties because Mario had a brother that he could team up with.
Because of Mario Party.
Yeah. So
are they cousins?
Who?
Wario.
Look, I don't have the origin of Wario here.
I'll look that up.
Okay, if you could. But anyway, Wario goes online to an actor for hire site. He finds Jimmy Papadopoulos. And then he gets Jimmy Papadopoulos to legally and permanently change his name to Waluigi.
Terrific.
Hired him for freelance for the tennis tournament. The rest is history, or is it?
Yes.
It says, let's just say that their partnership had some rocky beginnings, but rumors say that it blossomed into a great friendship and maybe even a romance.
That seems like some shipping there that people.
This is Nintendo Power Magazine.
Oh, really?
Or a hastily photoshopped page from Nintendo Power Magazine. That's all I know.
That sounds photoshopped, especially if it's from an old episode.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing is, it says, is that Wario is Mario's childhood best friend.
Oh, and then they had a falling out of some sort.
That
maybe.
Seems that way. And there was, again, it was that jealousy thing like you were talking about, because Mario and Luigi are twin brothers, but Luigi is slightly younger. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
No.
Wow. It's a real twins the movie situation.
Absolutely it is.
There you go. We're all learning things.
Oh, this is from Lucas Callahan.
Hello, Lucas Callahan.
He's a zookeeper listener. Hi, guys. I recently graduated from college with a degree in animal behavior.
Whoa.
After 4 years of schoolwork and internships, I was finally rewarded with my first zoo job as a butterfly keeper.
Hey.
Basically, I sit in my office all day and poke my head out every couple of hours to make sure all the butterflies haven't died. Needless to say, I have a lot of free time during work, and listening to the podcast makes at least 90 minutes of my day fly by.
That's great.
Is there an opening for the official butterfly keeper of the podcast? Sorry you missed out.
Yeah. Well, you know, next year there will be enough. You can reapply.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, see where we're at.
But, nah, just kidding. You can be the visual butterfly for now.
Reapply next year.
You have to reapply next year, and we might get another one. You don't know. Yeah. If there's another butterfly keeper out there, even if you're a butterfly hobbyist, even if one of those lunatics that pins all up dead butterflies up on your wall.
No, I don't want them. They're no good. Not them.
All right, not them? Okay.
Have you been to the Butterfly House in the Melbourne Museum? I don't know, it's a museum, Melbourne Zoo.
I have.
It's cool.
A lot of butterflies.
A lot of butterflies.
Very humid in there.
It's humid in there because they have to be.
Yeah.
That's why you got to pop your head in, check if they're dead.
That's right. One day that's going to happen, though. Now you've said it, Lucas.
Yeah.
One day you're going to be like, you're going to lean your head out and they're all going to be dead.
Mm.
And you're going to look down at the podcast and maybe we're saying this. Maybe it's this week. We're saying it and you're like, oh no, this is my fault somehow, you'll be saying.
If he's listening to it now, he'll definitely check. Yeah. I know I would if that was me. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you've set the humidity to the wrong setting.
Sounds like something you would do, Lucas. Get it together. Because
you're a real greenhorn at this butterfly keeper business.
Again, we need you to reapply next year.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and you're on thin ice as well. You're in a probationary period as the official butterfly keeper of the podcast. So if you kill those butterflies, you're out in your ear.
What a cool gig.
Unless you kill them in like a massive fireball or something.
Great question.
Yeah.
Question was for zookeepers out there.
Yes.
I'd imagine you focus on a particular area. Right. So would he focus on that particular area, like your butterflies and your insects and things like that?
I believe, because I know a surprising number of zookeepers, you get trained on specific areas of the zoo.
Right.
Like, they're like, okay, we need a guy for the insects.
Yeah.
We need a guy for the lemurs or whatever. And they train you on the lemurs and how to feed the lemurs. And
at the Melbourne Zoo, you can go in and see the lemurs. You can go right up to them and they're sitting there. It's cool. Okay. So it's kind of like if you become a doctor and then you pick your speciality. Is that
exactly,
the idea?
Yes, yeah.
But then can you move around within the zoo?
You can. That's true.
Cool. So if you're like, I want to eat monkey shit all day, you can go and do that.
No.
What do you mean?
It's a weird thing
Whose
for anyone
Whose job is it
to...
then?
I mean, I guess it could be your job.
Thank you. How many years of school do I need?
I mean, that sign has been up at the zoo for years, you know, the help wanted sign. So I guess you just got to dream and believe and achieve. I can't believe you didn't apply. I haven't applied for it.
I presumed it was taken.
Yeah.
I got a letter here.
Okay, I'm ready.
From NinjaDude3, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter.
You got to get in quick if you want to be NinjaDude1 or 2.
Totally do.
You got to apply.
Yes. What's better? What's the better World's Finest that never happened?
I'm ready.
As in a Batman Superman team up. Is it Keaton and Cage?
Yep.
Or Hartnett and Bale?
Ooh. Hartnett and Bale been in a movie together? It feels like a combination that would have happened.
Yeah, well, I know Hartnett was... Nolan wanted Hartnett for Batman.
Yeah, right.
And Hartnett turned it down.
Okay.
But he was probably also up for Superman at some point.
Now, are we talking... Because that's the thing. We've got one existing...
Yes.
Batman and... No, we've got two existing Batmans, fictional Superman. So presumably the power of the Superman would be maybe scaled in.
Yeah, maybe.
I would like to see a Hartnett Bale Superman Batman if Superman is maybe he isn't like, you know, your cosmically powered god Superman.
Yeah.
Like maybe he's Supergirl Superman. Yeah, no. But like he's the golden age Superman.
Yeah.
Like he's the leap tall buildings in a single bound guy.
Yeah.
Like he's the stronger, the more powerful than a locomotive kind of thing, but he can't, you know, fly around the world in 30 seconds kind of guy.
Okay,
you know?
Cool. Okay.
I think I'd like that combo.
I actually prefer the other one, the Keaton Cage.
Yeah, right.
Because they're both Burton. They'd be both Burton.
What power level would be the Cage Superman?
Whatever the 90s was, man. Because I think they were going to kill him and put him in a black suit anyway, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I think they were. Yeah, yeah.
One of the versions, I think, at least. Yeah. Yeah. So that one. And he's got the long hair. He's got
Nolan Superman.
Yeah, well, Nolan Superman is sort of Man of Steel. Because he had a big hand in that.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, it would be something like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking way more ground level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. It's his early days of Superman, and he's like an enhanced strongman kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, because back then it was like running as fast as a train is impressive, but now it's like.
Anybody can do that, shit? Exactly. Yeah,
not
yeah.
Obviously, you can't. Really
I mean, we can do it.
We can do it, but not anybody.
No, that's true.
Yeah. So,
some people have butterflies to maintain.
Exactly. So. Check on them. Check on them. Pop your head in.
That's right.
Mm.
Yes.
What's next? Or I've got one.
Okay, go for it.
This is from Sebastian Culligan. How about an episode on treasure hunting movies? National Treasure 1 and 2, Fool's Gold, Sahara, Indiana Jones, The Goonies, Three Kings, Good, Bad, and the Ugly, etc. What do you think about that?
I like it.
Me too.
I think it's good.
Me too.
Is there any kind of treasure hunting event happening in the real world that we could tie it to somehow?
Yeah, yeah.
For SEO?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Nice.
Absolutely we could. So, no, nice. I'm into that. We could definitely. This is the year for just doing whatever episodes, isn't it?
Yes.
Next year will be the year when something comes out every day and we won't be able to do
God,
that.
Oh, my God,
so we've got to...
It'll be every episode of this will just be we'll have to review like three or four movies an episode.
Yes, that's right.
We're going to lose all sense of right and wrong.
Space and time.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is from Seth Munro.
Hello, Seth Munro.
He says, new best podcast idea.
Whoa.
He says, hey guys, I was thinking that since you seem to be making money torturing yourselves, you might as well go big. Ever think about doing a worst idea of all time podcast ripoff, but instead of watching and talking about Grown Ups 2 every week for a year, you instead do the same but with James's favourite, LXG, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I couldn't watch that.
No, I'm...
It would break me, I couldn't.
Yeah, to be clear, no. We will never do that. We will never, ever do that.
It's also a time thing.
Yeah.
Do I want to dedicate my time to that? I like looking at a new thing every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guys who do the worst idea of all time have a very special skill at going mad.
Yeah, that's right.
They can do it with style and grace and humor every week. I think we would definitely snap.
That's right. We've already ripped off this idea of doing movie news and whatever and pop culture.
No, we invented this.
No, we didn't, Mason.
We did. I remember I wrote down on a piece of paper review movies and comic books and TV shows, then I put it in an envelope and I mailed it to myself.
Right.
Yeah.
And have you got that envelope yet? Has it come to you yet?
No, I got.
Then where's your evidence, Mason?
God damn it. I can get Todd on this.
Okay, where are the first?
I can get Todd on the run.
Where are the first?
Yes.
All right. Is that all the letters?
I think that's all the letters this week.
Great.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, I planned on this being a bit longer. But you don't really know. We didn't really
know.
We can
do more. I don't even know what.
Oh, no, we're about an hour 20.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is we didn't really know what was going to happen with Comic-Con. So it was
So in many ways it's Comic-Con's
fault. It's not a short
fault.
Episode. But
it's, it's Comic-Con's fault.
Yes, it's Comic-Con's fault.
God damn it, Comic-Con. You had one job.
Be
provide content for us.
They're God damn it every day. But, you know, there's plenty of
things. And we can do more barbecue talk.
I thought you didn't want to do that anymore. I'll do barbecue talk.
All right, go for it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really like barbecues. Do you know why?
Why's
you have a barbecue with a group of guys.
Yes.
A group of dads. Normally, if I'm at a barbecue also, it's not normally a barbecue like with people that I know and like.
But
you know what I mean?
Obviously, I'm the only one who can see this. James puts on a – whenever James starts talking about this, whenever James starts talking about any kind of social interaction, he gets this pained expression on his face. Sometimes he just pinches the bridge of his nose. Like you can feel the blood pressure building up.
And you know what? I'm trying to change as well. Because I don't know if you used to know me. I feel like I've become less negative over the years.
Would you say that's accurate? Yeah, I think that's probably true, yeah.
So I'm trying to be like, I'm trying to rewire my brain.
I feel like past you would have stormed out of many of these barbecue situations.
And podcasts.
Like maybe pushed the barbecue over.
Yes.
The ultimate crime at a barbecue is to push another dad's barbecue over. Imagine. You take his tongs away and then you push his barbecue over.
But the thing about
and you leave with his talisman, the tongs.
Yes, that's right. If at a barbecue, especially if it's my own, if we're hosting, if you start a barbecue, there's someone who like hovers around and like just to see what you're doing. I'm like, here, you do like,
yeah, right,
you're just going to stand over me and talk about when to flip them and what
Alpha
kind
dog,
of barbecue
tongs
you've got.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And how, like you can be
it's
in
sausages.
Yeah,
just
you
turn
can
them.
Be the boss. I don't give, I don't want to actually stand over here and do this.
Yeah.
I want to go to the toilet and sit on my phone.
Yes.
Go to the phone and sit on my toilet, whatever. Uh-huh. I've got a big dial-up phone.
Wow. That's where they all went. Yeah. That's where all the phones on top of pizza delivery cars went. You bought them all.
They're in my toilet.
Yeah, wow.
So, yeah. No, I like a barbecue. You like a barbecue?
Yes.
I like a barbecue if there's a pool. I don't have a pool, though. Mm. You got a pool?
No.
Get a pool.
Okay,
then have a barbecue.
God. All right, fine. God.
Do you have a barbecue at your place?
Oh.
You get a balcony at your place.
Yes.
Yeah, so you could barbecue.
Good.
Interesting.
Mm.
One of the things they don't have here, which they have in London and the UK, or maybe they do have them now, they're like mini barbecues that you use once.
Excuse me?
Yeah, they've got like little briquettes in them and you take them to like the park and you cook up on them and then you just put them in a bin or the river, whatever.
Are they made of like the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam?
Probably, yeah.
Good.
Exactly.
You light one up and just green smoke comes out of the top of it.
It's like a nuclear reactor that goes off. Right, so it just poisons the ground for 140 years afterwards. But yeah.
Portable barbecue. That is madness.
I mean, you can do it here with like, we have one. It's like, it's actually a suitcase.
But it's got like the president's suitcase.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's like the Iron Man armor and it folds out to like a tiny little barbecue.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go.
What if Iron Man was a dad? You know what I mean?
He is.
I mean, he is a dad, but now he's dead. What if he was a dad and alive?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did do it, wouldn't he? That'd be very, yeah. That's his spade.
He's like, Happy, I need help. And Happy throws him the briefcase and opens up to a grill.
And then Happy makes the briskets.
Yes. Then Happy's then hovering over the top. Over. So you're like, you need a hand, boss? You need some help there?
You can do it. Yeah. If you notice, like, barbecues are interesting social dynamics as well. Because there is this thing, it's probably other places in the world, where it really is like, it's expected that the women go inside and make the salads and the guys stand around the barbecue drinking beer. It's not always the case.
Yeah.
But if you notice with a lot of bog standard barbecues.
I don't notice because I'm usually in the kitchen.
Sure. That's exactly what's happening though a lot of the time.
I'm slamming my head in the fridge door.
Yeah. Anyway, that's been barbecue
it's been,
talk.
That's all
my information
that's grill
on barbecues.
Talk
yeah.
With us, the grill team. That's who we are. Nobody's used that IP in a while, so no. We're the grill team.
Was it Triple M?
It was Triple M.
Who was on the grill team?
Probably some of the people who were in The Chaser or something.
Limo and that other one?
Tony Mocklear and the other guy.
Oh, yeah.
Guido Hatzis.
Guido Hatzis. I saw that guy not that long ago.
You saw Guido Hatzis.
I saw the guy.
You saw the fictional character Guido Hatzis.
Tony Mocklear. No, I saw Tony Mocklear, the guy who played Guido Hatzis. I saw him. In like, I was going to name the suburb, but no, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, right.
Because he was with his kids. Why would I do that? But yeah, I nearly chased him down.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't. Why would I? My brother had the CD. Guido Hatzis.
Sure. Do not talk over me. Yeah.
It's very good. That's the show.
That is the whole show. That's
so
right.
We did it.
Hope
we...
people enjoyed barbecue talk from the grill team. If you want the grill team to talk about anything.
Yeah.
What if one of our bonus podcasts was the grill team?
We could do the grill team. We should find out what
they wouldn't know because no snitches on bigsandwich.co.
Absolutely. So you can sign up. It's linked below every week if you want to check it out. But what else are we? How else
Thank
we
you everybody for listening. I hope you enjoyed Comic Con talk. If we missed out on any news, we could do a follow up. If people are like, oh my God, I can't believe you didn't mention this.
Something could. I keep refreshing the page.
Well, I absolutely believe we could have missed out on something. So let us know if you want us to talk about some very tiny niche thing.
There was a Hulu Marvel trailer for something that I didn't.
Oh, it was Hellstrom.
Yeah, Hellstrom.
Look. It didn't look like anything.
Okay.
And I'm sure it might be something.
Whoa.
But like the last time I read anything Hellstrom, when it was like Damon Hellstorm, the son of Satan, It was a little more dramatic than what we got in that trailer.
Oh, okay.
Which was nothing. That's what we got in that trailer.
I love nothing.
We got nothing. Like, there was not a single, like, flaming pitchfork, which is disappointing to me.
What are we even doing with our lives?
Right? Just give him a regular pitchfork.
Please.
Just imply it.
Cover it in Kero, mate, and light it on fire. Yeah.
Stick it in the coals. Stick it in the brick. Stick it in the briquettes.
Exactly. You
know? Look,
put a flaming sausage on the end of each.
That's exactly right. Anyway, thank you everybody so much for listening.
Yes.
Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you for leaving a nice review. James, do you have a nice review?
I've got two Meso related reviews this
week.
Oh,
my goodness.
And you can actually do it in app.
My ears are burning.
You can do it in app.
Oh, yes.
And it's great. It's free to do it. To help
sure
us,
is,
it's
yeah.
free, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
This is from that wasn't me butchering a name from another country. That was a series of random letters together.
I mean, as far as you know.
Yes, that's true. It says, hi, Mason. It's Mason. I would say I like this podcast. Sometimes I feel hate towards Mason, but good show overall. XOXO.
5 stars?
Yeah, 5 stars.
Good, I'll take
it. But I think it's because you have the same name.
Or is that me? Because that would make a lot. If that's me from the future,
yes.
Makes a lot of sense. I do sometimes feel a lot of hate towards Mesa.
I thought that was a more positive one towards you, but now reading it, maybe it wasn't intended that way. Still 5 stars.
Still 5 stars. So
this one's from Super Duper Reviewer, dude.
Oh.
5 stars. It says a fat 5 for 5 stars. Mason is pretty cool, but still undecided on the other guy. So a bit of a dig at the old Jimmy boy.
Well, let me tell you, he's not cool.
Oh, come on, mate.
That's right.
Wrap the show up, idiot.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod at Facebook, at Gmail, at Twitter, at Bandcamp. You can go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can sign up to the great newsletter from the great Robert Colling.
One of the best.
The best.
The best, yes. The best. Sorry, I'm sorry.
He's also at The Weekly Planet on Twitter and at Raw Collings on Twitter.
Yep.
Speaking of,
I'm going to check the Twitter feed to see if anything else is going on.
Very nice. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter and on Instagram. I'm Nick Maso, NickMaseau. James, you're Mr. Sunday Movies on everything.
Everything you've ever seen in your goddamn life.
You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. Have some nice chats about some nice stuff. Get in there and join the community. Have a nice chat.
What are you doing in there?
Just get some of that interaction in here. Get some interaction up here.
Please, if you
could. Start a grilling thread about your favorite grilling techniques. We're always interested.
Not me.
Yes, you are.
No, Mason.
If you're a dad who loves to grill, like James.
No.
If you're a dad who loves to grill and hang out at barbecues.
No.
Barbecue events. Get on there. Invite James to a barbecue-related event.
I'm not coming.
Okay, then.
Because of the virus. But
absolutely.
Also, I wouldn't come anyway.
No, that's true. I would, because I love hanging out with all. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out this week.
No one's hanging out with you, Mason.
No, I hang out with basically everybody who listens this week. It was a real fun time. Went to the roller rink. We went pig shooting.
Oh, mate. Come on.
We didn't hit anything. We just scared them. That's what
we like
to do.
You went pig scaring.
Yeah, we went pig scaring. That's right. But they like it. They have fun.
They don't like it.
No, they do. They're like, hee-hee. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out. It was real grand time.
I'm
just hang out with me in person. It's fine. We get a special
pill. I'm glad you guys have such a good time.
We take a special pill. You know, like in Injustice, they take the special pill.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes them super strong. We take the pill.
And then you can't have kids.
Exactly.
Great.
That's right.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let's see. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. If you'd like to chuck in a buck, that would certainly be terrific. You can also go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description.
Yeah.
If you want to buy some stuff, you're stuck at home, need some stuff delivered, go through Amazon through our link. It would be terrific for us.
Jeff Bezos made $13 billion or whatever.
Yeah, from all the people signing up through our link.
That's right.
Terrific. Thank you, everybody.
We appreciate that.
Thanks for Jeff for hanging out. I hung out on his super yacht.
Yeah, how was it?
Yeah, it was great. All the listeners were there.
He shoots the pigs there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he would, wouldn't he? Yeah. The pigs are men with snouts attached
right.
to them. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see. You can also go to bigsandwich.co. Sign up at bigsandwich.co. Get all the exclusive content. We had a grand time talking about Batman Year One this
That's
week.
That's right, exactly.
Good
and you can
time.
Decide on the next comic that we do as well.
Maybe it's the grill team.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe we're going to do some grilling episodes.
Why do you keep doing that? I don't want to do it.
Maybe you can do your Guido Hatzis impression again.
Oh, my God, mate. That's my Guido
Hatzis. Don't do it for free. Don't do it for free.
Right, yeah.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all the musical themes. We've got some T-shirts on tpublic.com if you want to buy a tee.
Yeah, man.
Just snuggle up. Just buy one. Hanging out in your house with your Weekly Planet tees
on.
They
do masks as well, don't they now?
They do masks.
Do they?
And body pillows.
Cool, there
I assume.
Oh.
I don't think that's true.
Cool, that's cool. I just saw a fun meme.
Oh, yeah.
Wrapping up this thing.
But, I'm ready to hear about it.
This is like, is my house clean? No. But are we having the time of our lives making memories? Also, no. That's great. I enjoyed that.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole show. Next week, a different thing.
It will be a different thing.
Oh, is the Umbrella Academy out next week?
It might actually be. Yeah, there we go. That's a good thing to do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, yeah. So thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate
it. Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Good and bye.
Good and bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.